Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It was a tough day out there, folks. The market really hit a wall.
It certainly did. And while Target's earnings miss didn't help, the real story today was the Treasury market. Yields just took off.
Absolutely. The 10-year note yield settled around 4.60%, up a hefty 12 basis points. And the 30-year bond wasn't far behind, up 13 basis points to 5.09%. What was driving that surge?
A few things, really. Inflation jitters from that hotter-than-expected UK CPI number for April got things started. Then you had deficit concerns with press reports about raising the SALT deduction cap to $40,000.
Right. And conservative House GOP members reportedly dropping demands for larger Medicaid cuts. That whole reconciliation bill debate is still fluid.
Exactly. And then, this afternoon, a $16 billion 20-year bond auction just didn't see strong demand. The bid to cover was 2.46, below the 2.58 average, and the high yield tailed the when issued. That really poured fuel on the fire.
And the major indices, which were kind of treading water, just gave way after that. The Russell 2000 got hammered, down 2.8%. Growth concerns really came to the forefront.
They did. 10 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished in the red. The only bright spot was communication services, up 0.7%, mostly thanks to Alphabet's strong showing after its I.O. event. GUG was up nearly 3%.
But the losers were widespread. Real estate down 2.6%, healthcare 2.4%, financials 2.1%. It was ugly. Decliners swamped advancers almost 9-1 on the NYSE.
Let's talk about the indices. SPY was showing resistance near $584, and it looks like it's consolidating. Volume really dried up in the later sessions, suggesting traders are waiting for a catalyst.
And QQQ. Similar story.
Tighter range for QQQ. It struggled around that $514 resistance. Failure to hold above $513 could signal some waning momentum. Key support there is around $511.
What about volatility? VXX was hovering between $55 and $56. A slight uptick. So, some caution, but not outright panic?
That's a good way to put it. Moderate optimism, but with a definite undercurrent of caution. It aligns with what we saw in SPY and QQQ. Over the last 30 days, we've seen XLK, technology, and XLU, utilities, showing strength, while XLE, energy, and XLF, financials, have lagged.
So, a bit of a defensive tilt alongside growth, the market seems to be YTD negative now across the board. DJIA down 1.6%, S&P 500 down 0.6%, NASDAQ down 2.3%, and the Russell 2000 is really hurting, down 8.2% year-to-date.
It's a challenging tape. The only economic data point today was the MBA Mortgage Applications Index, which fell 5.1% week-over-week. Not surprising with rising rates.
Let's shift to some individual names. We mentioned Target, but Palo Alto Networks, PANW, also caught my eye. Solid earnings beat, but the stock was down around 7%.
Yeah, PANW's report was generally good. EPS and revenue beat. Their next-generation security arranged by hit $5.1 billion, a key milestone. They believe they're at an inflection point there, marching towards their $15 billion ARR target for fiscal 30.
So what was the issue? Guidance?
Guidance was decent, pretty much in line. But remaining performance obligation, RPO, grew 19% to $13.5 billion, which was at the low end of their prior guidance. And non-GAAP gross margin was 76%, maybe a touch soft, as they transition manufacturing to a new facility in Texas.
Could just be profit-taking too, right? The stock had a monster 30% run since early April.
Absolutely a factor. Overall, a solid report with maybe a couple of slightly softer spots. The market's unforgiving right now.
Any other earnings standouts before we look at some trade ideas?
Well, Baidu beat, Lowe's beat, and reaffirmed. TJX beat, but guided Q2 EPS a bit soft. On the other hand, Medtronic beat, but guided their next fiscal year EPS below consensus and announced plans to separate its diabetes business.
Got it. So, given this backdrop, one of our regular inputs noted that swing traders should focus on selective long entries in tech and healthcare, watching for breakouts. They also highlighted keys for continuation and NVDA for anticipation.
That aligns with where some relative strength is. For continuation plays, beyond keys, we're seeing some interesting action. Take Irene, for example. Very high volume recently, and a nice upswing.
What are the levels on Irene?
Support looks to be around $8.80. $8.70, and $8.50. Resistance at $9, then $9.20, and $9.50. An entry near that $8.80 support with a stop below $8.60 could be a plan. It might try to push towards $9, maybe even $9.20 intraday.
Okay, what else on the continuation front?
MWYN is another one. It's developing an upward trend with some notable volume spikes. Support at $9.22, $9.10, and $8.90. Resistance at $9.90, $10, and $10.20. An entry near $9.22 to $9.30 for a potential bounce, with a stop just below $9, could be in play. Looking for a move towards $10.
And ARM? That one's been a monster.
ARM is closing towards its high with steady volume. Support around $129.70, $129.10, and $128.50. Resistance at $130.50, $131, and $131.50. An entry around $129.70 with a stop below $128.90, looking for a gradual ascent towards $131.
All right, those are some interesting continuation ideas. Now, for anticipation setups, names that might be coiling for a move. You mentioned NVDA earlier.
Yes, NVDA. We've seen strong buying volume in the past few sessions, signaling a potential breakout. Support levels are $131, $130.50, and $130. Resistance at $132.60. $133, and $134. If it tests that $132.60 resistance with volume, it could surge. An entry near $131 support with a stop at $130 is one way to look at it.
NVIDIA is always one to watch. What else is on the anticipation list?
CRWD CrowdStrike. It's shown a strong recovery and increased investor interest. Support at $433, $432, and $430.50. Resistance at $435.50, $437, and $440. A breakout above $435.50 could be on if momentum continues. Entry near $433 support with a stop at $430.50.
Okay, cybersecurity showing some life. Any others?
EQIX, Equinix. Consistent upward trend supported by large volumes. Support at $857, $855, and $854. Resistance at $860, $862, and $863.50. Look for consolidation above $860. Entry near $857 support, stop at $854. Also, AMGN, bullish patterns emerging. Support building near recent lows. Support $271, $270, $269. Resistance $272, $273, and $0.50, $275. If it holds above $271, could target $273.50. Entry near $271 with a stop at $269.
And one more. How about TJX after those earnings?
TJX, exactly. Post-earnings momentum could continue. Support at $75, $74.50, $74. Resistance at $76, $76.50, $77. Monitor for a move above $76 for a continuation play to $76.50. Entry near $75 support with a stop at $74.
Some solid ideas there. Now, just to round out some of the day's big movers in news, we mentioned Google's strength. On the downside, United Health, UNH, was down almost 6%.
That was on an HSBC downgrade to reduce, and a report in The Guardian alleging the company paid nursing homes to reduce hospital transfers. United Health strongly denounced the report, saying the DOJ investigated and found factual inaccuracies.
Still, a tough day for the stock. Any notable upgrades or downgrades jump out?
Acadia Pharma, AutoZone, Bilibili, and Home Depot all got upgraded. On the flip side, CAE, Myriad Genetics, Pennant Park, and, as mentioned, United Health were downgraded. And Jefferies was busy with a slew of initiations, mostly in the banking sector.
Interesting. And a few other quick news hits. Carter's cut its dividend. Nike reportedly aiming to increase prices on some higher-end sneakers. Supermicro Computer planning to expand U.S. server production. And a report that Wolfspeed is preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Lots of moving parts. It underscores that even with the broader market under pressure from yields, there are always individual stories and setups developing.
So, wrapping up, the big takeaway is that rising yields are firmly in the driver's seat, leading to consolidation and caution in the major indices. Traders need to be agile.
Definitely. Watch those key support and resistance levels on SPY, $582 support, $584 resistance, and QQQ, $511 support, $514 resistance. The sector rotation into tech and utilities and away from energy and financials is also a key theme.
And for tomorrow, we've got initial jobless claims, preliminary S&P Global Manufacturing and Services PMIs, and April existing home sales. Plus, earnings from names like Analog Devices, BJ's and Ralph Lauren before the bell, and Autodesk and Intuit after hours.
It's all about being selective, managing risk with tight stops, and looking for those pockets of strength or compelling setups despite the macro headwinds. The internal indicators mentioned in one of the reports, like T2108 being bullish, suggest there's still underlying buying interest for the right opportunities.
Excellent. Well, that's our look at what we're watching for tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. Trade smart, everyone, and have a good night.